There you go. Giving you FIFA World Cup vibes there. Shakira and Burna Boy with a track called Die Die. Taking us up to 7:30 on a fresh Friday, the 7th of August. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. If you're just tuning in, you're catching a really exciting moment in the show. I've been looking forward to this one. And I want to sort of paint a picture. Picture this. A soccer field here in Belito. You know, boots on. Everyone warming up. And every player on the pitch is 50 or older. And a lady. Yeah, that's kind of the premise here. The Dolphin Coast Grandiose Soccer Club is what we're talking about this morning. And it started because one woman got a call asking her to fly to Mauritius to play in a senior ladies tournament. And she said yes, and then came home with a trophy. And since then, she's built a club right here on the North Coast for women who thought their playing days were behind them, or who never actually got playing days at all in the first place. And this is what we're talking about in the spotlight with me, in the studio with me, the lady behind it, founder and manager of the Dolphin Coast Grandiose Soccer Club. Manage Pillay is on the microphone this morning. Manage, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you?
Hello and good morning, Belito.
Great
Hello,
to have
Mike.
You. Great to have you in the studio. You've brought backup. You've got a few team members. One taking photos in the background. And we've got the recently crowned Player of the Month on microphone number two. Tanya Huntley is with us as well. Tanya, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Belito. I'm doing very, very well.
Hey, there's energy in the studio this morning. I love it. But I want to sort of rewind and kind of go back to the founding of this really impressive club that is now a couple of years old and growing by the month, by the sounds of it. Take me back to 2024, Manage, how did this all come together? As I understand it, you'd stepped away from business and corporate, and then you got a call from Limpopo asking you to go and play soccer in Mauritius. What went through your mind? What was happening?
Well, I mean, I was just gobsmacked. And being sporting, I think I always, you know, was involved in sport. And I thought, well, why not? I love a challenge. And the Mama Baker Foundation actually phoned and said, you know, would you like to accompany us? We know you do sport. And I said, well, why not? I have time.
You've got time now.
Yeah. And I think from there, it grew. And I came back to Belito and said, well, if Limpopo can do it, why not Belito? We have so much here and we're also sports orientated. Why not bring the ladies together?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, obviously, you were riding high because you came back with a trophy, right?
Absolutely.
And you saw this thing suddenly as an option. And there was nothing really like it in town, right? What was the gap you saw?
Well, I just thought, you know, here's an opportunity for women who have never challenged themselves to take and to step up to being and doing something different, to get more involved in community, to uplift each other, to have this camaraderie, mental stability, physical stability, and emotional camaraderie. To me, that is just what women and supports should be all about.
Come on, ticking so many boxes here. And now this is 2 years down the line. The club isn't just kind of starting out. It's thriving by the sounds of things. And who is on the field with you at the moment? What does a typical grandiose player look like? And maybe what was she doing sort of before she found you, if you had to kind of...
Well, I think some of them, most of them, haven't even kicked a ball in their lives. And that shouldn't deter you.
I see Tanya nodding here. Yeah. Was that you, Tanya?
Absolutely. I had no idea how to kick a soccer ball. Not a clue. And we're still learning. We've got a fantastic coach. I mean, he is just absolutely amazing at teaching people with zero capacity to remember anything how to actually kick a ball, where you should position yourselves. He's amazing, and he really is doing great work with us.
So you got a proper coach.
Absolutely, and he's so patient. That you must give him credit for. To be with 20-odd women, he is so patient, and he knows his stuff. I mean, he's not a local guy. He's new into the area, I think 4 months now, but he just slots in. And he's taught the club so much, you know. And I must add, you know, Besides just being the club, we are registered as an as a non-profit. We have all the legalities taken care of. We have a board of directors, and so people are safe with us.
This is not a proper thing.
Absolutely.
And you describe your practice sessions as kind of a communal flow, almost like being in a kitchen together, but you're on a soccer field. Kind of unpack that for me. I want to understand, like, what actually shifts in a lady after a few weeks of playing?
Well, it's the flow. It's the way we want to uplift each other. It's the way we support each other. As in being in your household and you're running that scene, you then on the soccer field and you say, oh, okay, you're not doing this, but let me see how we can help and position. And the coach, of course, is instrumental in that. But as women, this is what I want to inculcate in women, is to be able to incorporate each other and forgive each other for mistakes.
Yeah. And there will be mistakes, of course. In sport as in life.
Yeah.
But I would wager that you have a whole lot of fun as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We cannot wait. Actually, the ladies want to play, practice on more afternoons. Our main challenge is that we do not have a full soccer field. We've tried.
So where are you practicing at the moment? Where are you based?
Well, courtesy of Footies.
Ah, Footies in Townsend Park.
Yes.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, iconic local location. And how many practices do you get a week?
Two times.
Okay.
Tuesday and a Thursday.
Tuesday and a Thursday.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening who is intrigued and wants to maybe go check out a practice or go and see if it's for them, how would they go about getting involved, inquiring, and lacing up the boots?
Well, they can follow our social media page. The Dolphin Coast Grandeur Soccer Club has a social media page. They can also pop in at Townsend and have a look at what we do, and approach any one of the ladies. They will direct them to me. And we meet and I give them a free, ask them to join and have a few free practice sessions. There's a small stipend every month. And
boom.
And Bob's your uncle.
What times are you normally practicing?
For winter, we start at 4:45 and finish at 4:45 or 5:00. And then summer, it's a bit later because of the heat.
For sure.
Yeah.
And as I understand it, well, you mentioned you're a registered nonprofit. You've also got a fundraising event on the 28th of August. Tell me about that. And what are you looking for from the community?
Well, that has been deferred to another date, because we didn't get all the boxes from municipality to have the grounds and so forth.
So TBC, but there is one on the horizon.
Oh, yeah, it is. This is in honor of Women's Day. We wanted to show, do a round robin with the youth to show the sustainability of sport from youth to old age.
Cool.
And we will do the exhibition match.
Hey, man.
And now we're turning that into an outreach program for disadvantaged communities.
This is brilliant. So for anyone who wants to get involved with that as well, there's your invitation to reach out and to get in touch. And if you're just tuning in at this moment, we're talking about the Dolphin Coast Grandiose Soccer Club. For someone who might be listening, a woman, maybe she's 52, she's never kicked a ball in her life, what would your word of encouragement be? Tanya, maybe from you, because you're the player of the month. You've earned your spot on the microphone. What would you like to say to someone listening?
Absolutely, come and give it a try. It is the most fun. It's weird. I don't like to run. I really don't like to run. But put a ball in front of me, and I'm a Labrador. I've got to get that ball. I want to get the ball, and I want to get in the goal. And it's just so much fun. It's a lot of laughter. It's a lot of the ladies are. We're gentle with each other. We don't. It's not rough, so don't feel afraid that you're going to get bumped out of the way or anything. We're really sweet. The coach is amazing at teaching you how to do it. So don't worry that you don't have the skills. You'll learn the skills, and you'll get the skills. And that sense of achievement when you can actually get that ball to the person and then it's in the goal. It's Erling Haaland all the way.
And to be part of a team, right, yes. Menegay? Because this is a team sport.
Yes. It is.
It's a community that you've built here. And beyond the fitness side, what has surprised you most about what the game does for each woman?
I think the biggest takeaway is camaraderie, upliftment.
Yeah.
And the fitness levels. You know, we all at some stage at the gym, but when you're out on that soccer field, there's a different, you know, level of fitness and control that ball, your skills. It's amazing.
And the confidence. Yeah. You get a confidence from playing on that field of, in yourself, in your abilities, and in your teammates to support you. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're walking up, you know, you're walking much more proud, straight up, and just so much of Vuma.
Hey, Vuma. And if that's what you're looking for in your life, if there's something missing, if you're looking for something that incorporates all of this stuff, fitness, you know, the mental, the cognitive side, the benefits of that, the community, the camaraderie, and a chance to be part of something that is growing and something that's on trend as well, because globally there's a focus on senior sport and women's sport at that. So you're representing for South Africa, for the KZN North Coast, but definitely on trend. Hey?
Yes. I mean, I represent the world body for senior lady soccer. The World Cup is back in Limpopo next year, and definitely our team, you know, we are looking for sponsors to manage finances to get there. So if anybody is keen, please let us know. We would love to enter. I would love to.
We're going to enter.
Yeah.
There's a movie here. I can see this. This is awesome. So if you're hearing this message right now and you want to find out more, the club is called the Dolphin Coast Grandiose Soccer Club. They're on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Yes. What are we talking?
Facebook. Yeah.
Okay, so you, that's the name. We'll share the link on our socials this morning, and get in touch. Go and drop in on a practice session, and I think will be swept up in the enthusiasm, the energy, and the just sheer fun of the thing. It's a real model that we want to see thrive here on the Dolphin Coast, and I'm sure there's going to be inspiration for other parts of the country as well. I mean, if you haven't already planted those seeds. But you're getting the story on a fresh Friday in Women's Month, no less. And my special guests in the studio with me, the founder and manager of the club, Manage Pillay, and recent Player of the Month, Tanya Huntley, in the studio. Any last words from you, Manage?
I just want every woman to feel confident enough to come and try and just come and enjoy the fun. And to my team, thank you so much, because without you all, we are nothing.
Hey, there you go.
And to my sponsors, thank you. To our wonderful coach, a mega thank you. You are so patient.
It's a conversation we want to keep going, and we'll be chatting again, I think, on Radio Life and Style really soon. What do you say?
Of course.
Yay. She's a five-star. Let's play ball. And a